gold.
Nonsense.
The golden god!
And he dragged you two into this nonsense?
I volunteered. And her
gold is not in her. She's a diamond under. Wanna lay you down.
This is another presentation of the world's greatest podcast. I am your host, Mr. John Andrew Miller. And this is my brother in arms,
Charlie Reifenberger.
And you are witnessing the motherfucking golden fucking nonsense, my
guy. Golden fucking nonsense.
Yo, today we are honored to have our esteemed guest, a good friend of mine from back in the fucking adolescent streets. We were boys. And
back
now
in
we're,
the day.
Now we're men, right?
Highly esteemed.
Give it up for my boy, Mr. David Scholl, y'all. Give it up for my boy, David Scholl. Quiet down, people. Quiet down. David's cool. He's not that cool.
I fucked it up. I turned his mic off. Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
Are you there?
Boom.
Are you there? Yeah,
you were saying something about you're flattering me. You were saying something about honor. You
said from back in the day.
Back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
We were boys. We went since what?
We are.
Middle school? High school?
We're current boys.
No.
Boyhood remains.
We're men.
Boys to men.
Boys to men, yeah.
And onward.
Can you hold a note? Although we go to the end of the road.
I didn't know the words. I was like, I'm watching your mouth over here.
Like, oh fuck,
something about a road.
All I know is I actually don't know any of the words. I was bluffing.
Yeah, I know the words, but y'all are white, so
I know
I'm
the end
gonna...
of the road.
Really,
the only words in the song I know is end of the road.
I don't know any black Scholls, so yeah. Or black Reifenbergers.
Do you know
that's a strong Eastern European last name. Dude, we got that one a lot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's Scholz? Is that German?
It's like German, Polish, Yiddish.
Okay.
You know.
Some.
Yeah.
We came down and just were fucking all the way down to America.
Nice. I met a new Reifenberger.
Did you?
Yeah, a kid from Iowa. I was like,
Iowa.
I didn't know we had Reifenbergers up in Iowa.
You're a Reifenberger.
I'm a Reifenberger.
Ah, of the Reifenbergers.
Yes, of the Reifenbergers.
Very nice.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of us in this country. There's more in Germany, but there's not even that many in Germany.
So what, you got like 10 in America? Maybe 15?
No, we got more than that. We got like probably less than 40, though. I bet in the 30s, probably. I'm not sure.
Dude, there's a surprising large number of Scholls actually out there.
Yeah.
And I just like offhand, just I just assume that we're all related.
Yeah,
you
know?
You
of
have
course.
To.
Like a Reifenberger, mm-hmm. you know, you're just like...
You have to. I mean, like you're an offshoot of somebody and you're the one that survived because...
Hey,
I don't know any Scholls. I don't know any Reifenbergers. I know y'all.
That's all you need, dude. Yeah. One is all you need.
Right.
So, I got a buddy from Atlanta named Scholl. Trip Scholl. Trip Scholl. He's a good man.
Yeah, up north?
No, Atlanta.
Yeah.
North Atlanta, yeah.
Oh, yeah, north side.
That's my northeast. Cousin Trip. My cousin Trippy.
Trip.
Yeah.
Tripton?
It's short for tryptophan.
Tryptophan, yes.
Tryptophan Scholl. he's a drug dealer. He sells
really on the nose.
He's a chemist. Tryptophan Scholl.
He'd be selling them.
No, actually, he's like an army guy. He was always doing push ups all the time. Like he's like, I got to do this many push ups to be able to be a Green Beret and all that.
Is that like? Do you think they have a minimum?
Yeah, they do.
What, like a push ups?
Yeah, I think so.
To shoot to kill a man.
Oh yeah,
I forget what it was for SEALs. I was like trying to get to where I could pass the SEAL test.
Yo, first of all, SEALs, you're the best of the best, right? I'm talking about infantry. I'm talking about just a dude with a gun, 18 out of high school with a shaved head.
you better still be able to do like 30, 40 push-ups.
Yeah, you're cranking out probably 40.
You guys keep up with them?
Well, push-ups?
Yeah, you guys keep up with those?
I can. Last time I was challenged, I did 50 straight, and then afterwards
I can do 50 straight.
I was fucking winded.
Yes, totally. Me too.
Totes, bro.
I think I did 40 maybe. In recent enough time to be like, say I could do that.
I can do about 100 and some pussy. If I had a little,
just dipping over
if
it.
If I had a little bit of vagine to motivate me, I'd crank out a good hundo.
When vagine meets peen, dude.
Yeah, right. That's the name of my
performance enhancing drug.
That's the name of my Bollywood movie. When vagine meets peen.
dude, speaking of, you guys seen Monkey Man?
No.
Which I don't know if it's actually a Bollywood. I saw it last night on my phone, a cam version.
Uh-huh. Okay. So
it's just as good. It's fine.
What'd you think?
It's fucking badass.
Yeah, it's badass.
Dude, Dev Patel is a bad, bad, motherfucker.
What is like an action movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is it like kung fu, like fighting, or like guns, or
it's like John Wick in India, but it's more
Indian
like
John Wick.
Instead of like, you know, John Wick comes out of the gates and he's just a badass, right? Mm-hmm. And they kill his there's an arc where he's not totally badass, and then I don't want to.
No,
ruin
it's all
it.
Good. He's the monkey man.
I like an origin story.
First, he's a man, and then they fucking kill his monkey.
Yeah,
and then he becomes the monkey man.
Dude, if somebody killed a monkey in that, and that's what set him off, I'd be like, oh, hold on, dude.
This is a little corny, bro, but it's okay.
Dude, can you imagine if you had a pet monkey and somebody killed your pet monkey?
Right,
I would be more angry than my. Well, I don't know. I'd be about as angry as I could be if they killed my dog. But
oh, of course.
The bond you would form
with a pet monkey.
With a pet monkey,
like
two creatures with thumbs.
Like, bro, your homie, like Curious George, like you raised him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And if he was just curious. Right. Yeah,
he's just cute as fuck.
So curious and cute.
Like, you taught him how to play like
Reese's
like
monkey,
small enough that he couldn't like hurt you. Maybe,
bro. You taught him how to play Tetris and Call of Duty. He's like pretty cold to Call of Duty.
Dude, aren't there's like monkeys can do like a lot, right?
Oh yeah,
like they're pretty smart.
Yeah,
they're pretty smart until they fucking chimp out, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like that lady.
Oh, with the face rip.
Oh yeah, well that was a chimpanzee. Yeah,
I want to fuck her after the face rip.
What?
Yeah, I want to make
like
her,
was that a bucket list situation?
I want to make her feel good, bro. She should have went through that.
No, actually,
you're a humanitarian, John.
You're a true hero, dude.
Yeah. I'm gonna fucking bust on her fucking mangled face,
bro.
You can apply that logic to a lot of
people. Damn, dude.
You're just out here. You're just like, I'm out here to fuck to make people's day,
bro. Could you imagine? She's not probably getting too much attention. That fucking pussy is gushing. Okay, face rip, bitch. That pussy's gushing. Hey,
she's not gonna know what's going on.
Right?
It's mangled.
She can see.
It's gone.
She can't see.
I think it got her eye.
I promise you, she cannot
see. She can't see. I thought it was just her face, not her eyes.
It's her whole face, pretty much. I mean, they did their best.
Well,
but
then she won't even know. I'm you know, I'll motherfucking.
She still has a mouth.
I'm a sweet tucker. I'm gonna be like, yo, you trying to fuck?
She still has a mouth, if you can call it that.
Bitch, are you trying to fuck?
She does not have a nose, face,
no
eyes.
So we can't do any face fucking.
She's got ears. She can talk.
She's already went through.
I don't think you could fuck it. It'd be too. You'd be like, this is not tight enough. This mouth is not tight enough for me to even have oral sex.
Yeah,
with
you don't got any lips anymore.
No,
what's going on here?
Oh damn.
Yeah, John. That's what I'm saying. You're
a good man.
You're a martyr to the cause.
You're
like,
a good man.
Have you
good
ever,
man?
You remember motherfucking Jersey Shore?
Dick for the unfortunate.
You remember the
women out there?
You remember Jersey Shore, bro?
It's a hell of an NPO.
I'm a hop on the grenade for the team, bro. You know what I'm saying? We got 10. We got fucking a group of bad bitches, and one of them is a face rip bitch.
Face rip bitch.
I'm fucking.
What if she called her? What if like that was her handle, dude?
Face rip.
I'm face rip bitch.
Face rip bitch.
I wouldn't.
That's
I wouldn't
her artist name.
I wouldn't fuck
That's
with her.
That's actually hard, dude. That's fucking. You own that shit.
Fucking face her.
She's a superhero, man.
You know that's
she's
that's,
got daredevil
that's
skills.
Terminology, right? I was a you know I casually trade stocks and crypto for extra income, right? And
is this true?
It is true.
I mean, which is that's great.
Yeah, it is true.
Yeah.
But like every now and then, a face ripper is where you essentially. You saw a life changing money move and you didn't take it.
Oh man!
Now you deserve to rip your face off.
There was a time when we called those lost opportunities.
Nope.
Face rippers.
Nope.
Face ripper.
Yeah.
The superhero.
So Dave, well, let me ask you this, bro. Are you?
I
know we talked the other day, right? We saw you. I saw you yesterday.
Yesterday afternoon. Yeah.
Yeah. So yesterday afternoon. Okay,
hot
so,
cup of Joe.
Right.
Boy time.
Little espresso. Little sparkling water for me. You know
Phil.
What I'm saying?
Phil was there.
Yeah, my boy Phil. I forgot he was a drummer. That shit.
Once upon a time. Yeah.
But I need you to tell the Golden Nonsense Streets, bro. Like, I know you're not in the band anymore.
Yep.
Because the band dissolved recently, right?
That's been about a year now. I mean, I think since our last show, and then, I don't know.
You got any music up on Spotify or anything?
No, I took it all down.
It's all down?
Yeah, dude. But, I mean, we can talk about it, dude.
Could we share it with our fans?
You could share the Instagram. Instagram and
how about a song, though, a track?
Do you have any of your tracks on Instagram?
Do you have any
on Spotify?
Tracks that we could share with the people?
Because if it's on Spotify, we can integrate it to the episode.
Or if you just send me the MP3, I can put it into the...
Yeah, you know what? I've got a track that was the last thing we recorded, and it's never probably going to be released officially.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Glad you guys can have the absolute exclusive. I got two tracks. I'll send you one of them.
What's it called?
King Man.
King Man.
That's dope. King Man.
Guys,
do a little.
Let's listen to King Man right now.
All right, ready?
That shit was sick, bro.
I never had it in here, dude.
Yeah,
oh, dude, you guys,
dude, I love
the fucking chords, the way you went, the peaks and
would
the
troughs. Would you call that? Would
what?
We call that stoner rock?
What was your favorite part?
Would we call it stoner rock?
Really, the intro and outro, bro. The
is it doom
and
metal?
The,
what? It, what would? What genre would? Would we call that?
That's like how easy. What did you think about
that's
it?
Like easy,
honestly,
like easy.
I think it sounded
like
stoner rock to me.
Easy listening folk. I don't know. Y'all white music be a little different. I don't know how to call it.
Yeah.
What did you think about that one part?
Bro, it smelled like garlic and it felt like, you know, love, bro.
It was tasty.
Yeah.
Tasty.
Yeah.
Edible? Like, an edible arrangement that you could fuck.
Yeah.
Scrumptious, bro.
Yeah, what kind of pedal was that? Was that a Big Fuzz?
It was a Schleem.
It was a Schleem.
A Schleem pedal?
Yeah,
a Schleem pedal.
It was a custom.
You built it or you
I
bought
just
it?
I saw it. I saw it.
And you stole it.
And I just said, give it to me.
Oh, you strong-armed it.
He said, and he's like, you're right. And he just gave it to me.
Dude. Yeah.
Oh, so, awesome,
it was
awesome,
like Excalibur.
Awesome King Arthur type shit. I was going to say that. It's like, this actually belongs to you. I built this for the man that was worthy for the Schleem pedal.
The wand chooses the wizard, Harry.
Right.
I get lost in those trains of thought, dude. I'm like, I'll be like, dude, like just fantasy life. Or it's like some, like a guy in a robe, like a wizard. Not a robe, you know, a wizard robe, not
bro,
like a
I'm
sex
a,
robe.
I'm a robe, bro. I'm a wizard, bro.
And then you point me on a quest. I don't know. You ever lost in the...
I got a quest for your ass right now, my guy.
What's that?
We might be roommates in Austin.
Oh, dude, don't fucking tease me,
nah,
bro.
Look, it might happen, dude. It's
might like, have to happen.
Yeah. But who knows, bro? We'll see.
It's a cool place. I love this place. I love Memphis.
I do too.
I do. I really do. Love, hate, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I'll tell you what, the devil lives in Austin, Texas.
I'm trying to find him. Brother.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you got to dance with him.
Is it a woman?
Because it's a woman.
I'm
yeah.
a fucker.
Most definitely, dude.
Yeah, she wears a Stevie Ray Vaughan hat. And like a cashmere poncho.
That's
like
gonna be a problem for
like
me.
A poncho thing.
Could you imagine sleeping with the devil? Like, do you get away with that or you have to lose? Do you lose?
Do you just
like catch her when she's horny and then like just get a free fuck?
It's funny you said. So I had this dream a few years ago.
Jesus danced with the devil, right? He was in the devil in the desert with the devil.
The devil's in the details. The
devil's in the details.
He was tempted.
Yeah, I wonder why they say that.
Why devil's in the details?
Yeah, why not God? Because I'm like, details matter, but you know what I'm saying? Like, think about creation, right?
Everything
is down to the detail, right? I mean, fucking molecules and dust and, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit don't matter without the micro. The macro is not nothing without the micro, right? The details, essentially.
I think if you're aware of the details and it doesn't fuck you up, but it's when you don't pay attention to the details that the devil...
Takes advantage of that.
Maybe the devil's just a nerd, and he's just like really.
He is,
fucking,
yeah.
He's about, bro. He likes the data, the details,
yeah.
the analytics.
Absolutely.
Right.
The devil knows all the rules, and he knows
how many times you jerked off to that weird porn you won't talk about. You know what I'm saying?
That's ruined it for me sometimes, where I'm like sitting there, I'm like, ah, dude, if I'm wrong, someone's watching.
It's going to be like, bling.
Well, the government's also watching, so.
I know, dude.
And I can't come anymore if I don't feel like the NSA is watching me jack off.
You got an NSA kink now?
Yeah, I'm like, I know that they're looking at my cell phone, and I'm like posing.
It's a two-way mirror, bro. They see your stroke. They see they see your hand action.
See your face. They see and your then fucking, they see dick in hand
and the disappointment.
Like, I gotta like watch it from like an angle so that, like they got a good angle of me.
I started doing that.
You know,
it's like Monsters Inc. Right? Like they get power from your fucking disappointment.
That's right.
If you're really good, dude, you can get a little thumb over the front camera.
Yeah.
Fingers over the back camera.
Right.
And then.
Oh no, but I want them to watch. That's what I don't think you're understanding. This is
well,
like
you can give them a little.
Kink.
Give them a little window. Like, oops.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Like tease them. Like
oh,
tease them right. with it.
That's, oh bro,
dude, do it, man, I think you're like, adding a whole dimension to
dude,
this.
Do
now.
It like a skate vid. And like put a fisheye lens on it, and then you just like
like you're fucking filming like Tony Hawk fucking skate video. Just
right,
jerking off, running around your room,
bro. Tie some dental floss to it and swing it around. You know what I'm saying? So now it's like a helicopter view. You
then
know what
you're
saying?
An influencer.
Yeah, bro. Now you got swooping porn shots. You know what I'm saying? Helicopters, midgets, explosions. Michael Bay.
People still have ceiling fans, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why I would think that people don't have ceiling fans, but
you
can maybe
duct tape it
slow.
Oh yeah.
And then just like and then look at it
while you stroke it.
Yeah.
I've done
just
that.
Put it on like a lazy Susan and like spin it and then you fucking your girl and then
I've
it's just
that.
Like it's going around.
I've done that with a fat
and
bitch.
Then like maybe it ends up on you guys and the OnlyFans gets to watch the whole scene. Maybe they just got to hear moans
right.
while they're looking at your wall.
Right, because it slows down and stops.
This is
printing.
Like a new genre of OnlyFans. I think we're opening
up
here.
Yeah, it's what called it's called game game show OnlyFans. Like,
I'm big about combining words. Game show OnlyFans.
Game show OnlyFans.
Now I'm thinking about a Shoney's.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Shoney's fans. Shoney's fans.
Yeah, where my Shoney's Shoney's fam. Shout out Shoney's fam.
No. Shoney
fans.
They're
I'm a Golden Corral boy.
They're not Shoney's fans. They're Shomies.
Show me. Show me.
It's yeah. Arkansas.
Yes. You're not fucking show me, bro.
Isn't that Arkansas, the show me state? Is it show me the Arkansas?
I think so, but ain't shit in Arkansas but rice and fucking
ingrates. The Clintons, Rice,
yep.
and Walmart,
and the Waltons,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
up there in Bentonville, up there in Bentonville.
Fun fact: I've been to every single Walmart in the state of Arkansas.
Really,
I've set up a fireworks tent at every single Walmart. In the
wow,
state of Arkansas.
That's something else.
How many is that?
Oh, dude, we can't disclose that. You know that.
How many Walmarts are there in Arkansas?
It's a lot.
What's a lot? 100?
I would say probably
500?
200?
Dude, don't put me on because like, I don't want someone to verify this and be like, he went to almost all of them.
Yeah, because
and you know
we
what?
Have,
they
because
probably
we have,
are new ones.
They probably built new ones, but
because we have
if you,
golden
if you
nonsense
got all
sleuths,
of them at one time,
it was a solid run. There might have been another crew.
That's
maybe half.
You accomplished. If you got all of them at one time, you got it. That's like if I'm a bird watcher and I saw every bird
at
and
one.
You're like, well, you didn't see the extinct birds. It's like, well,
yeah,
fuck you.
Yeah.
So well,
Dodo wasn't walking around.
The birds, it only matters for the birds that exist.
Exactly.
Those, then,
but
yeah.
Similarly,
on
it only mattered for the Walmarts
you didn't
that
see
existed
a
at that time.
Word on,
yeah.
the street, word on the street is birds aren't real.
I've
birds
heard,
are not real.
Man.
Yeah, word on the street is birds
I kind of want it to be true because that's kind of sick because then it would like give me a reason to talk shit to birds.
So what about chicken, though? And turkey and all the and then duck
fowl I like yeah. that's fowl
quail, yeah but look my uncle one time went out and hunted quail came back with 10 of them bad boys we ate you saying they ain't real
yeah dude I think they're really referring to like pigeons specific because like if you were gonna have like
the rock dove that's what it's called the rock dove
is that true
mm-hmm.
yeah pigeons and doves are the same
rock
bird.
Doves and pigeons
yeah a rock dove is a pigeon like the brown variety and people call the white ones doves
oh that's beautiful
yeah
that's
yeah,
lovely
yeah.
When people go dove hunting they're just that's just pigeons they're just shooting pigeons
well we gotta
and
do something
they're,
about
they're
them,
an man. Invasive species they were brought over here for food
from Europe right?
from England
yeah
they get fat they fatten them up
yeah so we could just be eating all these street birds out here
I mean,
we could just be munching these fuckers.
How much different from chicken can it really be?
Right,
not that much.
I mean, because think about it, bro. Like all chickens are really scavengers.
Yeah,
like they're eating the shit food anyway. A chicken and a pig
and
is just,
bugs and
a chicken and a pig is only different because one got wings and one don't. You know what I'm saying?
Just, chicken and a pig, man. And if I've heard that once, I've heard it 1,000 times.
Right,
John.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, check this out, bro. Two things I ain't seen, bro: a UFO and a hoe that won't go. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Respect, Memphis. Making easy money.
Chicken and a pig.
Making
easy money.
Pimping
hoes
in style. Wow, dude.
Yeah. A goddamn I'm a goddamn comedian, poet, and a politician. You know what I'm saying? Vote for me, mayor.
John. We need more of it. We need more of that. Y'all are gonna be into politics after comedy?
I think so.
Yeah,
that's probably a good idea.
I'm going for governor.
That's you like connect like
I'm
really
be comptroller,
grassroots like.
I need my boy to be
populist.
I need candidates.
My campaign is going to be pigeons for the homeless. Is going to be the campaign. We're going to be killing all these pigeons, and we're going to be making some pigeon soup for these hobos out here on
between all
Cleveland and Poplar.
I want to get rid of the homeless.
We'll just give them some good pigeon food.
They'll be
invigorated.
I don't know.
And they'll go get jobs.
I don't think so.
If we take care of any kind of rat worms, I don't know what kind of worms pigeons and rats get, but like if we can just secure the worm situation, then we got a lot of good meat.
No, bro.
If you field dress them effectively, I don't think you got to worry about the worms.
Yeah, I'm not a.
I don't
not
think
a
the worms
guy.
Are in the gut, and then if you kill the pigeon, then the worms will leave the gut into the flesh. But if you field dress them effectively, I don't think you got to worry about the worms. If we kill the homeless,
we have to leave the birds alive because now we've solved the problem. Really, we tried this whole time,
oh, dude.
This whole time we've been trying to help the homeless. If we just kill the homeless,
feed them to the pigeons.
Now we have fat pigeons.
Hey, we go either way with
homeless.
We go either way with
and they're. This is military. It's like military tech. Now you have pigeons that have feasted on flesh.
Yeah.
And are like, and did you just, you point those out on a battlefield?
Bro, no, just put them
out. Look,
first of all.
Motherfucking million pigeons coming at you. It's over.
You know a homing pigeon, right? You heard that before in military?
Homing missile pigeons?
Yeah, homing pigeon. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Bro, all you need to do is actually get a pigeon with a little bit of swag, bro. You know what I'm saying? Put a little beep beep on them, a little chain.
I'm just saying, I'm stuck on like the military use. Yeah. It's like, because there's a lot of money there, I think.
You put a little grenade on them.
You got drones, dude?
Fuck a drone.
I got a pigeon with a fucking M80 strapped to it.
He's firing. He's in the air, just chopping.
C4 plastic explosive.
Right, on the pigeon.
Better train the shit out of those pigeons, dude.
He lands on your roof. Boom, no roof.
He's like, oh, look, it's a little pigeon. What's he got on him?
Boom.
Done, dude.
Splash damage.
Say hi to God,
bitch. Your first mistake was doubting me as your enemy. You didn't know that the Lord made me master of all beasts on land, birds in the air, and fish in the sea.
I'm just saying, dude.
You know what I'm saying? I got fucking Shamu out here with a goddamn Gatling gun. All right,
dude. If you had,
I got a fucking cow with a machete and a bird with a fucking bomb on it. Okay,
what? Add the rats in, dude. You got subterranean. You got fuckers coming from the ground. You've got birds from the air. If you want to throw in a whale or something,
I got fish
like
in
a
the
fucking
sea.
Like
he's
got
a
an
fucking
armada.
He's a fucking general. You know what I'm saying? My whale, he's my general. I call him. Yo, Shamu. Dude.
I'm just saying, if the homeless could organize, then we would be fucked from the inside.
They're just zombies, bro. Just chop them down.
I think we should export them.
To where?
President's Island.
But, so, how long do we leave them on?
Like, you know, industrial zone?
Just fucking fence it off.
Well, no, you think about it.
Just have like a preserve,
done.
Like a homeless preserve.
Don't fence it off.
We can get Jurassic Park jeeps and just drive through there and like observe the civilization
ones,
they're building.
The ones that survive, don't get it off. The ones that make it off the island.
Do you want to give them access out?
Deserve to live.
Oh.
And we just leave them on there with no food, no water.
No, we just keep running them back
out
there.
Yo, Shull, do you remember?
You let them get out, Shull, but it's just an extension of the park.
Were you around in eighth or ninth grade when old boy did that battle royale that he wrote?
I wrote one of them.
You was in it, right?
Oh, I had a fucking, I got in trouble for the story because I talked about beheading the math teacher.
I remember, bro.
Oh, Jesus.
Look.
Science teacher thought it was creative because she hated that motherfucker.
Yo, it was good. I read it. It was like you and Shuzang.
Shuzang, Dylan Pack.
And Dylan.
Yeah,
oh, I forgot about
like
that boy.
Like a celebrity deathmatch kind of a.
You never seen a Battle Royale?
What's Battle Royale?
Battle Royale is like a Japanese high school drama horror thing where it's basically a whole high school class, right?
Uh-huh.
Of different students are transported to an island and they have basically rules where it's like you can't be in certain parts of the island. There's weapons everywhere, right?
They got explosive collars.
Yeah.
That sounds way harder.
Yeah,
dude.
And if you're in an area you're not supposed to be, the bomb explodes,
oh,
right? If you try to leave the island, the bomb explodes.
What Hunger Games wishes it was.
How did they get signed up for this?
It was
you
random,
don't,
random
dude.
Assignment.
You just wake. You, they just kidnapped your whole class.
Yeah, you walk.
You wake
in,
up on an island.
You walk in, and it's not your teacher.
Some is it the government that sanctions this?
Yes,
I think. Yeah. Government sanctioned.
And there's cameras everywhere, so they use it for.
Yeah, we could do this with the homeless.
homeless Battle Royale.
Actually, just get hidden cameras. Just put them out there, and we'll just see what happens. I mean,
I would be good. Like,
there's a Lord of the Flies.
There's good with there's hobos. Content,
so do
dude.
You? So do we put the collars?
No,
on
no, no,
no collars.
You know what? I would be if you just put. It's a little dehumanizing, but like again,
well,
like,
first of all, we're trying to kill them for fun.
No, we don't need to kill them.
But I've already jumped.
No. We're not killing them. They will kill each other.
Yeah. All right. Golden nonsense.
They will form a society.
Let me get the fucking Jew button on that one, please, bro. Boom.
Okay.
Whoa, dude! Hit him with the freaking whams and the bams, baby. Let's
go. That's a button that lets everybody know.
No, we're joking.
We're just kidding.
Yeah. Totally, dude.
Right.
Yeah, put the homeless out to eat each other.
I mean, put them on pay-per-view. We can make a lot of money.
Yes, dude. We can.
I will run it, and I'll have Dave select the weapons.
Oh, I thought you were going to say select the people.
Is that what you want?
Can I be the people selector?
Yes.
Dude. We are just kidding, folks.
This part of the podcast is brought to you by homelessbattleroyale.com. If you want 20% off of your Homeless Battle Royale pay-per-view tickets, all you got to do is type in nonsense for 20% off. This will be coming to you in 2025, so be on the lookout, right? We're going to get 100 homeless from all over the country.
Haunted homeless?
No. 100 homeless.
Oh, 100.
Like that's senators. Better.
It's last like, it's, man, it's last like, man standing gets $1 million.
It's like senators. It's like we get two from each state.
Here's the thing. You put that out. You'd have volunteers. Dude.
All participants are paid actors and not real homeless people. Battle Royale is a product of the Golden Nonsense Industries. All liabilities.
Legal Mama Jumbo. Legal Mama Jumbo. Legal Mama Jumbo.
Purely fiction. These are not real people. Paid actors. Product of the Golden Nonsense Industries.
Where some people see a homeless bloodbath, I see opportunity.
I see.
And that's what all I'm saying.
Yo, guys, right now,
hey.
We were on the precipice of being the David Stern, Dana White, and Roger Goodell of homeless assassination island. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? We're going to be
the most
greatest,
dangerous game.
You're right, the most dangerous game, but we're the commissioners. Do you understand?
Yeah, it's a death race.
I like this. This is how I'd watch it, too.
We're the fucking commissioners, all right? So Dave is getting the people, clearly, right?
I'm a man of the people.
He's like,
could
you imagine David Scholl's Survivor Series?
Dude,
they wouldn't survive. I'm so
no hobos were harmed in the making of homeless death island.
Yo.
No homeless people were harmed in the making of homeless
David Scholl's Survivor Series.
Battle to the death island.
Look, it's not as extreme as that, but y'all know that place in Tennessee that does the horror, like you can win. No one's ever won it.
What?
And this everybody, guy takes you on like a, you know what I'm talking about.
Everybody's always talked about it. No, well, they've always had this. It's always, there's always, I don't know how many of these are actually real.
I've watched a lot of it.
The 13 stories was the one in Georgia that it was always
nobody can make it
to the top.
Dude, the haunted hospital.
No, dude, this ain't a haunted hospital.
All right, what is it?
This is basically like, you got to sign like this fucking 40-page wage waiver. And then they basically kidnap you and the group that you're with. If you make it through the night, through the day, then you win like $25,000. No one's ever won because they basically fucking torture you.
Yeah.
Like mentally or physically?
Because you've signed off on it.
Physically or mentally?
Both.
I'm
making you eat rotten food.
I'm fighting back, bro.
Putting you in a barrel up your neck in water.
Because there's nothing in there inside that I can't punch you in the face. Leave me the fuck alone, pussy. All right?
No, I've already thought it through. I would sneak a weapon in between like my ass cheeks or something.
Right.
Like a blade. And then I would say, yeah. Take me to the prize.
Right. You fucking fucker, bro. I'm fucking... Exactly.
I don't know if that's in the waiver that I can't.
Strong arm the prize.
I also don't mean to give away my strategy, right. But...
Hey, look, actually, guys, I put my homies with sniper rifles at four corners.
Joke's on you. Here's your waiver,
you can't just murder everybody involved. Yeah.
Right. Have you heard about the Vegas country music?
Hard shift.
I've heard
of Vegas.
This was going to happen here if you don't fucking give me that fucking money.
Are you talking about the Jason Aldean concert?
Yeah. How did the guy get these
Mandalay Bay shit?
I don't know. It was Mandalay
Bay. Mandalay Bay was the hotel where he was shooting out the window.
Dude, I thought you were saying his name was Mandalay Bay.
No, his name was No, his name was Steven or something. It was
some lame, some dumb motherfucker named Steven.
Yeah, it was. Cameron, do you guys know the story with that?
There's some
conspiracy theories about it, right?
Yeah. Oh, bro, no way one man could walk up with all those weapons to the top floor with no cameras being seen and also fire that many rounds simultaneously together.
So what's the theory? What's the idea behind it?
Fucking NSA went ham,
unless he was up there with just like two rifles, bro, and just like at the same time.
Like Rambo? No, bro, because he had fucking like, it was like five guns or six guns that went off at the same time.
It's sketchy. I also heard that there were some disappearances, maybe. I truly don't know.
I just saw
like some witnesses managed to maybe didn't
get shot.
Turn up to be, yeah, they
right. were like, I seen 10 guns, bro.
they were killed after the fact.
Yeah, I think they were trying to ban bump stocks, and he was using bump stocks, which is like it's an accessory that makes your rifle almost automatic. Yeah. It's not quite the same, but
almost automatic.
Yeah, that's, I mean, the fire rate is like seconds indifferent, so it's like,
what I mean, can you it's really do? I mean, yeah, that's. It is basically an automatic weapon at that point, but it's also.
I mean, he got his bag.
That's what I do. You know what I'm saying?
That's all I'm saying.
Steven Paddock was the guy's name.
Steven Paddock.
When I fall in love with a girl, bro, I put a bump stock on my balls and fucking machine gun her pussy,
just,
bro.
Just automatic nut.
40 nuts in 40 seconds.
ban this right here. This is 3 million rounds right here,
this
baby.
This is the weapon of mass destruction, all right?
Bump this stock. Bump this stock.
Yeah, that's right there is the episode contention, okay?
Bump this stock.
Bump this stock with David.
I got a 3 million round capacity magazine right here.
Yeah, yeah.
Suck my fucking nuts right here.
Suck my fucking dick, government.
I'm committing.
Suck my fucking balls.
Are you watching me right now? I'm jacking off.
Right, right.
High capacity balls.
NSA, you hear me?
Dude, I do that all the time. It's like I'll be sitting with people and I'll just grab my phone and I'll just like, so I can say some shit into it and be like, I'm just kidding.
Hey, look, the type
I'm just
of
kidding,
shit,
government.
The type of shit I've said around my phone, if the people, if they're really listening, they would have been got me.
You're going to get an ad for a VPN.
Oh, easily. This. It's like, you need this, bro. Have you heard about this product? You need this.
And I did download one.
No,
after
shout
that
out once
ad.
Again to our agent.
Right.
We love you, bro.
Yeah.
He thinks we're funny. That's why they don't come after us.
Yeah, he's a good dude, man. He's a bro. He's
your agent?
We have a designated agent.
Like a Men in Black type situation?
No. The NSA agent and CIA agent.
NSA agent.
Yeah, so the NSA watches him, the CIA watches me.
Yes.
Right? Golden Nonsense together. Mm-hmm. It's a joint operation.
Who's watching
they're
me?
They're aware.
I don't know.
Our guy now is on your case.
Oh,
but.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all good.
They're big fans of GN, you know what I'm saying?
Dude,
they love it.
What do you got out there? You got FBI, you got NSA, you got CIA,
CIA, FBI,
ATF. How do we feel about ATF?
ATF.
The ATF are the most pussy-ass federal, bro. Bro, they're like,
next
bro,
thing you know, you're getting
bro,
your door busted
bro,
down
you're
now,
smoking
dude.
Cigarettes and having fun with fireworks?
Yeah, dude, like, of all the choices, you could, like, I can, like, an espionage around in other countries, or I could bust you for smoking cigarettes.
You take two cartons of cigarettes and a bottle of Jack Daniels across state lines, I'm on your fucking ass. All right?
Dude.
It's like, you're just trying to have a good time on a Friday night with your boys.
Back in Prohibition, I bet ATF were bad motherfuckers. If that existed,
it wasn't. That was a pre-FBI.
Damn, dude.
Who was it?
They missed their heyday?
Yeah, they did.
You make an organization like that afterwards?
What was the name of the... It's not the FBI. It was the FBI that got created right after the Prohibition.
I don't think any of them existed until
it was like Hoover's agent or something. It was some type
Hoover's little boys.
Yeah,
no. Let's look it up,
right?
Because I want to say it was all
the prostate pals.
Hoover's shooters.
World War II.
Hoover's
actually
shooters. That right there is another contender for the episode title.
Dude.
Let's see. The Federal Bureau of Investigation was established in
1935.
That's Big Daddy Hooves.
It's formed in 1908.
Oh, eight. Damn.
By Papa Hoove?
Edgar Hoover.
J-Bone?
Yeah. You can call him J-Hove.
He's a...
Jay Hoover?
Man, dude.
Talking about Jay Hove?
Jay Hove. Imagine you're like so good at fucking sneaking around that you're like, I'm going to run a whole agency of dudes who sneak around and fucking.
Yeah, you're saying some crime shit. It's like, yo, bro, I'm a criminal.
Yeah, dude. A criminal puts that shit together.
I'm a criminal and I love what you're doing. So I'm going to do some criminal shit too.
I'm going to have knocks on my door this week. This is great. This is exactly what I needed.
Hey, bro, tell them to sign
up. Hey, no, they like us. That's the thing.
Tell them to give you a ride to motherfucking Austin, bro. We ain't done shit.
That's right. You're going to come with me?
We're going to make it happen, dog.
I don't know. That was not convincing, John. I know. The way your eyes slow. We're going to make it happen.
Hey, look, I got a lot of shit. I just did.
Hey, we got time. We got a lot of shit, bro. It's okay.
So the FBI was originally called the Bureau of Investigation, BOI.
The Bureau.
And then for a little while they
B-O-I?
Renamed themselves.
They put of as a fucking acronym, bro.
Yeah, BOI.
BOI.
And then they renamed themselves DOI, the Division of Investigation.
They got demoted. They got their division.
Mm-hmm.
They went from a bureau to a division.
Yeah. You're losing funding.
That was during Prohibition. Mm-hmm. The following year, 1933, the Bureau of Investigation was linked to the Bureau of Prohibition and then rechristened the Division of Investigation, DOI. And then in 1935, it became the Federal Bureau of Investigation. So,
okay, but it wasn't even the FBI that caught Al Capone. It was like the IRS.
I believe it was the IRS.
Well, yeah.
That's your fucking ticket right there. Wait, he was Teflon. But it wasn't made yet, was it? Okay.
No, he was Teflon. They wrote a new law while the trial was happening to essentially say that he got, was it tax evasion or something?
It was tax evasion, yeah.
And it wasn't, you said Al Capone? Al Capone was killed by syphilis.
I didn't say they got him. I didn't say they got him.
Oh, oh. Yeah, bro. He got, his dick took him out. It wasn't the government.
Oh, no. I heard he died dribbling, pretending to fish in a swimming pool.
Yeah, bro.
Dribbling out his mouth. Syphilis brain.
Yeah, bro. It was too much loose puss, bro. Too much loose poop.
Honestly, a life well lived, dude. He didn't know what the fuck was going on at the end. He's like, he was probably sitting there dribbling out of his mouth, thinking about all the fucking pussy he had, dude.
Holes in his brain. Just
was like, I fucked a lot.
Could you imagine just being like, I don't know. I would love to be like fucked up, but like at the top of your game, so you can at least still get your dick sucked. You know what I'm saying?
Fucked up, like with an ailment, or
yeah, if you're gonna get an ailment, right?
Like a physical.
Because like fucking, you know, I mean, no jest, God, don't smite me with this, right? But it's like, I think, you know, to make it to the top of your game, you know, like almost like Michael J. Fox, and be like, you're the greatest ever, and then you just like.
Yo, it's funny you say that. I was driving here, coming to meet you boys.
You know,
I saw this motherfucker in front of me, and they were shaking in their car, and I was getting mad because they weren't driving. And I just thought, but then I was like, what if they have Parkinson's? But then I was like, do they let you drive?
No.
And I just genuinely, I don't know,
bro. How do you just like using the fucking?
I hope they let you drive. I hope they let you drive.
Nah, bro. They just turn.
Dude.
Just stay in that right lane. That's the only issue.
Would be hilarious. They just turn the sensitivity down on your fucking handlebar. So it's like, even if you shake, stay in the lane.
Just leave some play
in
there.
Yeah, you gotta go real wide turn. Like, yeah. I don't want to go left. I gotta go left for real.
That's one of those cars with the auto correcting as you're, you know, keeps you in the lane.
Oh, yeah.
That's perfect, dude.
Yeah, that's what you need.
Trash Cat was designed on the podcast.
Thank you for joining us, Trash Cat.
Yes.
We've always wanted to have you as a guest.
I guess. Meow. Well, look, I got some catnip for your weak ass.
This is the closest I've ever been to this cat.
Trash Cat, what do you think about the Federal Bureau of Investigation? Mm. Yeah, I agree. They are some bitch ass pussies.
Yeah, bro.
Except for our guy. Our guy's cool.
Yeah, Dave is a musician and also an ex FBI agent.
Dude,
so, yeah, bro. I just feel like the music's in my soul, bro. Fuck this government shit, bro.
Dude, I don't know. It depends how much are narcs getting paid, dude.
A lot.
I don't know,
oh,
dude.
Oh man, that's pretty enticing.
Apparently, they get to be like famous also, and just like have like parties where they entrap all the other famous people.
Dude, entrapping.
I would love to entrap some people.
First of all,
dude,
trapping is
don't
already
get entrapped.
First of all, trapping is already hard, right? Could you imagine entrapping?
Entrapping.
Yeah, you got to infiltrate the criminal organization, and then be like, "Ha, gotcha," and not die.
No, dude, it's like
Ray Liotta.
It's some villain. It's some villainous shit, dude. Like fucking, you just got all this fucking dirt on people,
and then you're just
moving pieces on a board.
Could you imagine? That's your boy. He done went to his bat mitzvah, grew up with him. He gets a job, you get a job. He don't tell you. He's in the fucking bureau now, and then he just shows up. Oh yeah, man, it's me, your boy. I'm the head of a criminal organization.
Yeah.
We're living fat. I want you to come to my kid's birthday party. And you're not, now you're just in. Now you're just seeing your boy. Now you get an assignment.
How do you live with yourself?
And now you get an assignment. Your friend from high school that you just visited, that's our target.
Worst case scenario, they put you in witness protection or something.
Yeah, I mean, but
even
your
if
boy,
you didn't witness
your,
anything.
Your
know.
Boy got to die. That's what I say. That's what I say. You can't betray somebody and not kill them.
Yeah, dude. That's the third place ribbon.
Yeah.
Because yeah, dude.
Because betrayal is
the lowest circle of hell.
Exactly, bro. It's Dante's Inferno told you it's
the lowest level.
Brutus from Caesar.
It's lowest.
And
that's what they say.
And goddamn LeBron James.
Dude, what a dinner party.
Why is LeBron James
he left Cleveland the first time.
Yeah, but then he went back to Cleveland.
Yeah, it don't matter.
Dude, so Hitler.
What if your girl leaves you, bro, and then goes and then wins two championships somewhere else, and she comes back and she's just
and then we win the championship.
Your girl wins two championships. Dude, that's kind of sick. She leaves you and comes back. She's like, the reason I left you is because I had to win these championships.
Because you could do it.
You're
for
like,
me.
I didn't even know you played a sport. That's crazy. This is amazing for our relationship.
And then she comes back, and then y'all win a championship
together.
Oh, champion! You champion. Good, wholesome relationships.
Yeah. But she leaves you again.
She leaves you again.
Is this the one?
Yeah, that's the one.
Boom. Sorry, I was thinking about that for like 15 minutes now.
It's like, I want to hit the button.
just that goes for corny jokes too?
Yeah.
What are you guys the champion? We champion wholesome relationships.
Yeah, that's what made that. I was like, God, fuck that.
Like, what is this, a Ziggy cartoon? This is a fucking news.
Yeah, let's go back to murdering homeless.
That was way more fun, bro. That was way more fun. Yo, I'm going to motherfucking...
I mean, your girl is cheating on you. If she leaves you and wins a championship...
Yeah, she's a fool.
She's fucking another guy, right? What's the metaphor here?
What a revelation, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know you played a sport. That's wild.
She comes back limping.
She divorced you? No, she divorced you. She married Musk. Divorced him. Took
Elon?
Half his money.
Become the richest woman in the world.
And now she gets back with you, and now you guys are the richest in the world.
Oh, that's great.
That
dude.
Is actually, if you can pull that off on some real pimp shit, like that is like the greatest pimp of all time.
I think, speaking of, and just because I might not ever get a chance to again, I just want to put it out that, like, you know, Grimes?
Who
had the baby, Elon Musk?
Yeah.
Are they together?
I thought they were married. Did they?
Well, no. Elon Musk is really African. He got like 8 baby mamas.
Oh, that's great, dude. That's great for him. But I'm just saying, like, I am available. And I think she's great.
You finna be a stepdaddy to Elon Musk's kid? Hell no.
What up, dude, that'd be sick. I mean,
is she talented? Have you ever listened to her music?
Yeah, she's got that one song.
I think I feel like I heard one of her songs recently, and I was like, oh, this is what Grimes is.
And she's interesting, unique.
Yeah,
looking.
Well, that's cool.
It's enticing. I don't know.
Interesting looking women.
I'm mesmerized by her specifically.
I like
her.
Boring hot chicks.
Yeah, I mean, they're great, too.
That's what I like. It's like a boring hot.
Boring hot fucking sucks when they're boring in the sack, too.
Yeah,
bro.
But that's no good.
Yeah. You got to have some sort of like...
But I just mean like, you know, classically beautiful.
I want an autistic fine bitch.
I'm like a... Wait, sorry.
I want an autistic fine bitch,
yeah, that's
bro.
Good. I like autism.
Right.
That's great.
I like autism in my women.
Yeah.
How autistic?
I'm talking about like Margot Robbie.
Like can't look at like...
Like Margot Robbie.
Not
autistic.
Cripplingly.
Not, okay.
Like Beyonce autistic. Like.
She's just Australian, dude. She's...
Yeah.
She's not autistic. She's just from Australia.
From another country.
Yeah, for sure. I know you get confused.
See, you confuse
accent...
Sorry
to break your heart.
You confuse accent, John, with retardation. Why does she sound like that? She's retarded? It's like, no, she's Australian, bro.
Or
oh,
John Miller.
Oh,
good eye, John.
Good eye.
I thought that was mental handicap, bro.
Give it to me, John.
That's not a dick.
British.
This is
fucking,
a dick.
I'm about to fucking nut, bro. I love her, bro. She's fucking
God,
autistic.
She's so hot.
She's autistic and
I
hot.
Love how autistic she is.
Bro, she's Australian, bro.
You think I talk like this because I'm...
Oi!
Because I'm good at computers.
Yeah, it's like you're giving me, I'm getting full prison colony Australia.
I don't know. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's what Margot Robbie sounds like.
Dude,
could you imagine Margot Robbie sound like a
Cockney
British?
She's doing a voice.
A Cockney British action. She was like, oi, lick my puss.
Lick my puss, mate.
You fucking bitch. What?
She Margot, can do it. She
get
can do
on
whatever she
get
wants,
down there
honestly.
And lick my puss. You fucking, I'd like some head from you.
Wanker.
Don't beat around the bush there.
Lick it now. Broadly.
Get in there like a dingo.
Be a man.
The dingo ate my pussy.
The dingo ate my pussy. Third title. Dave, you're on fire today, bro.
That's my favorite shit, man. I just did some blue collar dingo ate this my morning. Pussy. I just get juiced up, dude. I get juiced up
good.
On Red Bulls.
I think that's good. Dingo ate my pussy.
Yeah. I mean, the other two were good, too. Can't remember what they are, but they were good.
Dude, but this one will stick with you. I guarantee it.
The dingo ate my pussy with David Schultz.
Dude, honestly, ow. Fuck, I'm sorry.
Is he nibbling?
Dude, I don't think dingo.
How hot is Margot Robbie? Is she hot enough that if she fucked a dog,
yep.
you'd still fuck her?
No.
Whatever the rest of that question was, I was going to yes.
Yeah.
The answer's
no.
Yes.
No. No. No.
No?
I could fuck, then the dog can fuck. Like, I gotta fuck first.
Wait.
I can't fuck after the dog.
You can't take the dog okay, so sloppy seconds.
Even knowing that after y'all fuck, she's gonna then immediately fuck a dog.
Yeah.
You're like, that's cool. But that's if cool. it were the other way around.
Yeah, I'm no.
You know, I hope to die of a disease that I get from Margot Robbie's pussy that came from her fucking a dog. I want that to eat my brain. That'd be a good way to go out.
That's COVID 2025.
Holes just, in the brain.
You get parvo.
You just call that something. Margot 19.
Do some fucking like super rabies.
Sabies.
I think they say koalas have syphilis?
They do?
I think that's what I heard.
No, it's true because I've heard someone say that.
Was it syphilis?
It is.
That you heard?
Is it gonorrhea?
Or gonorrhea? Was it gonorrhea?
I have no idea what disease.
All right, now we got to look it up.
Don't act like you don't know, John.
Who's fucking a koala, bro?
People.
Margot Robbie? Because she's an autistic Australian person?
My dick too big for a koala, bro. I need real pussy.
Did you see the way a koala would just be like,
I need a motherfucking Margot Robbie, bro.
How the fuck do you chlamydia?
Is it?
It's chlamydia.
Oh, wow.
Boring, dude. I was hoping for the gun.
The clap.
Koalas have chlamydia.
I hear koalas are down bad,
dude.
Oh, dude,
I got a nigga named Sosa coming in, bro.
Sosa? Damn.
Wasn't it?
Love Sosa.
Duan Sosa.
Yeah,
what am I?
That sounds like a baller.
No, these are my patrons coming in.
That sounds like a pimp.
You know what I'm saying?
Got some dude named Duan Sosa.
That's great, man.
Yeah.
We're going to have Duan Sosa on the podcast next week.
No, we're not.
No, you don't want to have him?
No, I have no idea who he is. I can't verify that, bro.
I think he's definitely a drug dealer and a
pimp. That's fun.
And a baseball player.
And a baseball player.
Yeah.
That's fun. Oh, he's a Sosa.
Hey Dave, how long in your swimming career did you know...
did you say my swimming career?
Yeah.
I'm flattered you remember that.
How long in your swimming career did you know that you were...
That I was amazing?
That you weren't an athlete. That you were just a dude just splashing around.
Splashing around? Dude,
you play a real sport like
I think a part of me always. I'll say when I sat down here and I saw y'all's little trinkets. This brought me back.
I got quite a few number one ribbons in my time.
That's a real.
I had a lot of these. You're telling me it's not a sport.
That's a real championship ring right there that Charlie earned.
That is a real championship ring.
Did you earn it?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Can I
touch it?
My baseball team won our men's league last year.
You won your men's league?
Yeah.
Is that national, international?
No.
Local?
All the men? Is that between all men?
Yeah.
Every single dude, bro. I lost.
If they didn't compete, they knew about it. Yeah. It's actually funny you brought this up because I'm like, oh, shit, that's the guy.
Yeah, you heard about us?
Who fucking won the men's league. Boys team.
Top dog.
That's like, it's the top dog tournament.
Yes.
Top dog league, yeah.
They gave us the top dog belt.
It was the top dog belt and
trousers. Like, I told my buddy who is a collegiate swimmer.
Yeah.
He was on this podcast. You remember Neil?
Oh, yeah.
Big dude?
Yeah.
He swam at Bowling Green College.
Shit school.
Swimming's not a real college, a real sport. And he got very offended. He was like, well, we'll get in the pool and we'll fucking see who's an athlete and who's not a fucking athlete.
That tells you everything right there. When you
we'll get in the pool.
Well, yeah, when you tell a swimmer, you're like, if you talk some shit to a swimmer, you're like, well, let's get in the pool.
Let's fucking get in the pool.
That should say it all right there. As someone who spent the fucking better half of his youth in a pool, competing.
To quote Kenny Powers, I play real sports. I'm not trying to figure out who exercises the best.
Damn, dude. I'll tell you, I exercise real good.
That's good.
That I did. I'll tell you, I got into swimming.
I don't live my life based off of Kenny Powers quotes, but I'm pretty close to.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Pretty nearly live my life based off Kenny Powers quotes.
I mean, aspects of, he likes to party.
Yes.
And that's great.
Yeah.
You know, you got to enjoy yourself.
What's the other one? I don't hate other countries. I just think America's the best one. That used to be called being a patriot.
Now I'm racist.
Now it's called xenophobia.
Oh, you know what? I used to want to fuck a bitch named Xena, the warrior princess.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't hate her.
She dude, I never.
She went American.
I ain't xenophobic.
Yeah, she ain't
I'll
American.
I'll fuck Xena right now.
No, I ain't Xena her in a minute, dude.
Well, I ain't Xena around.
Right. I ain't trying to be Xena.
If I Zee her.
Dude, honestly, speaking of which.
I'm going to be in that pussy.
Damn. It's about time for a new Xena, dude. You know what I'm talking about?
There
like,
you
other,
go.
The three's are the sixes. What's the other three?
I stay sixed up.
Oh, bro, give me one.
Stay sixed up.
Give me
John,
one, bro.
Are you doing one right now?
I'm doing one right now, bro.
I'll do one.
Yeah? Fuck. Look. We're getting nicotined up on Golden Nonsense.
Oh, fucking A, bro.
First motherfucking Zen.
I'm going to get hooked on these things now.
Bro, how often
I quit smoking cigarettes like 2 years ago or like a year and a half ago.
Bro, we smoke cigars together quite frequently.
I keep one of these in pretty much all day.
Yeah, I'm not going to get hooked on this. I hate these things. These fucking things.
Did you guys smoke? Were y'all cigarette smokers?
I was a cigarette smoker.
No.
I was smoking a pack a day.
I smoke heavy
I'm
blunts.
A week.
When I quit.
This is a week for me. I haven't had a cigarette in weeks.
No, smoke heavy blunts though, so I'm like nicotine and weed. So
I use these things to quit, but like, I was like, I hate this. I'm glad I hate this because I know I'm not gonna get hooked on it. Can I spit in this?
Oh, I just swallow it.
You just swallow it.
Yeah. Dude.
Yeah. No. When I was
that's why
quitting.
My stomach's fucked up.
Yeah.
Queer.
Dude, when I was coming off a pack a day, that was the grumpiest I've ever been in my whole life. I was an asshole.
Oh, I tried the cold turkey.
Yeah. And I used this too, but I still was just like, I didn't like the taste of these. So like, I knew like I didn't do them enough to like stop the cravings. And like, dude, I was a dickhead.
I'll tell you, I'm not trying to like, you know, rep nicotine products too hard, but Citrus Zens, pretty nice.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I don't want to get hooked on this shit because it's I don't know, man.
What about y'all vape? You guys vape?
No.
Fuck vape, yeah.
I'll smoke a cigar every now and then.
I had one yesterday.
Bro,
no,
strong.
I had one
this
Sunday.
Is strong as fuck, bro.
Yeah, dude, and it's peppermint too, bro. Chill.
I love peppermint, bro, but this shit hit me immediately.
How
I'm
much
like,
do you love
tastes,
it, John?
This tastes not bad. This tastes pretty good to me. I used to think that the taste of them tasted terrible. But maybe I'll get sick later, and then I'll remember why I didn't like it.
Yeah. There's going to be a point of diminishing returns where I'm going to be like, oh, my God.
No, and I gave one to my dad, who is like a two-pack-a-day smoker, and he was like, too much for me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know.
Yeah, well, a cigarette, you regulate it with breathing in. This shit is straight to your fucking dome. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, with cigarettes, there's
blood
like
stream
a,
to your fucking, yeah. Wait, sorry?
No, I was just saying, with cigarettes, there's like almost like meditative, like.
It's great.
I mean, just thinking about that makes me warm. It's
been
fantastic.
A week.
It's like, look.
It's exactly the right amount of time for a break.
Yes.
Like, just go step outside and smoke a cigarette.
My buddy is a yoga dude, right? And he's like, the reason why you like smoking blunt so much or consequently people who smoke cigarettes like frequently is because of the you're doing a deep inhalation exercise. Right.
Yeah.
So if you just want the same type of, it's not the same because you're not getting a chemical.
People who say it's the same,
it's not.
Fucking,
it's not.
Suck it.
But he was right. It's like
I think there is something.
Yeah.
To
some
that.
Some to it.
No,
yeah.
I know there is. I just it's.
I do deep breathing. I do that Wim Hof shit,
bro. I was just about to ask.
Yeah.
I Wim Hof as well. You Hof, dude.
Bro.
I Hof and I Puff, dude.
Bro. Dude, I Hof all the time.
I Hofed. I think it's probably been a week since I Hof last.
I Hof it up,
we need
dude.
Some black people on the podcast next week.
John, if you just...
we need Dino Sosa is what we need.
We're going to get you... John, you're going to be...
Duane Sosa?
Well, who is this? I don't even know. He's
me a text message. He's literally just a guy who bought a ticket to the show tonight. That's we have no idea who he is.
Oh, dude, I'm like, John, you're like, check it out. Hand me your phone. And then it went away because I have to...
Oh, right. Love Sosa.
He might be white.
If he's white...
Probably not.
I mean, probably not. And that's cool.
Hey, we got to call it, bro.
Do we got to call it? Yeah, we're there.
Damn.
Yeah, it's time. Look, I mean, it's...
Well, damn, boys, it's been fun.
Mr. Schultz,
this is great.
It's been a fantastic time having you on our fine podcast.
I appreciate it, man.
I hope you had a good time.
I knew you'd be a great guest, bro.
Trash Cat, thank you for joining us as well. Hold on, let me get a picture of this real quick. Mr. Trash Cat, thank you for joining us as well.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, no, that's perfect, actually. Right there. And then look up, Dave. Look up. Perfect.
Perfect. You're going to be on the motherfucking... You got him?
Yeah, we got it.
All right.
And
you're on the dismount.
And we are. That's all we got for you guys today. Don't be xenophobic. Swimming is not a real sport. And
it's not.
What else?
Fuck you guys.
Australia is not a real country. What else we got? What was the episode going to be named?
Public Xenemy number one.
Public. That's a good one too.
It's not bad.
Yeah. You might have to listen to it. Fast forward. Let's do it. Let's do it a little bit.
And that track was called Kingman.
Kingman.
But you can't get it anywhere. Right. Only here.
It's like golden
only here.
It's exclusive, baby. First exclusive you ever got.
True, dude.
That's pretty dope. Guys, we'll catch you guys next week. Vaya con Dios.
Vaya con Dios. Shout out David Scholl. Hell yeah.
Thanks for being with us, sir.
I'll catch you on the flip side.